All right. Well, please tell me a little bit about the announcement y'all made this morning.
Sure. Next week, our commission, the Texas Transportation Commission, our governing board, will hold a special meeting to consider instituting funding for air traffic control towers that are threatened to lose their federal funding here in the state of Texas.
And how soon will you decide which airports will receive the benefits?
Sure. There's about 15 airports that are being threatened right now, and 13 of those we know for sure are threatened to lose their funding. So we will look at funding those 13 airports. Two of them have continued federal funding, so they look to be okay. The other 13 will need funding to keep their operations going, and so our commission will consider action that will approve allowing that to happen.
And how many in the state of Texas are threatened, or is it just 13, and so that's why you're looking at these things?
Yes, it's just those 13 as we understand it.
And do you know yet how committed TxDOT would be, or kind of where the funds would come from, or any of that sort of stuff?
Sure. We have state aviation funds that are used to support aviation, these small general use airports, municipal airports. So we will use some of that funding if the commission, you know, approves the action next week.
And do you have an estimated total cost to TxDOT yet, or an estimated cost per airport?
We don't have an estimated cost per airport, but we do have a one-year estimate. We think it would take about $7 million to fund these 13 airports in this capacity on an annual basis. We're not for sure how long, you know, we'll have to do this, but that's just an early estimate at this point. We still have many details to be worked out if the commission approves this action.
I see. And what do you feel is the likelihood that it'll be approved?
I certainly can't speculate for the commission, but it's something that is definitely on their radar and something that they are looking at and I'm sure thinking about before they are poised to vote on it next week.
Do you know if funds would be distributed evenly, or would it have to do with the size of airport or how much traffic it receives?
Not really sure about that yet either. But again, that's one of those details that will still have to be worked out if the commission approves this action.
Okay, and this is kind of a strange question, but it was one of the first things I thought of was, would people be able to perhaps donate to the fund for their specific local airport?
That's not something that I have an answer for. I'm not sure how that works or, you know, if that's something that is allowed. I really don't know. It's probably something we'd have to approach, from another avenue.
Okay, and has the specific meeting time been set yet?
Yes, it'll be 9 o'clock on next Thursday, which is April 4th, here in Austin at the TxDOT headquarters, 125 East 11th Street.
So probably how soon could we know the results?
We'll know those results as soon after the meeting, as they take the vote. Right after the meeting, we will announce what their decision is. I think what's really important is that people understand that safety is our top priority, and this initiative certainly supports that goal of ensuring safety, and it's one reason that we're looking at this, one reason that we're partnering up with the federal government, the governor's office, who initiated this idea, and aviation, basically, around the state to make sure that we can keep safety in place for all passengers traveling in the air.
And so would the funding specifically be going to air traffic control towers or to staff? I'm not quite sure how it all plays out.
The funding will go towards keeping the air traffic control towers operating, which will include supporting staff.